Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Buying an automobile is one of the largest investments a person can make outside of buying a home. I've done many newscasts on how to buy both a new car and a used car. But today's newscast will delve into how to deal with those used car and new car warranties and which ones are worth considering. Years back when I was a kid, just about anyone could work on a car and be somewhat successful at it with a little bit of research and practice. Warranties were basically protecting a buyer against major failures and the little nitpicky malfunctions in the first 12 months of purchase. There were few, if any, opportunities back then to buy an extended warranty. This, along with the simple sticker price of the car, made buying a car an easy, semi-affordable, and understandable task. Not so nowadays. The sticker price has been replaced by the payment. Car warranties run the gamut from free to many expensive options, and there are now extended warranties that may cover the car for many years and many miles. The cars have gotten much more complicated, with multiple onboard computers and black boxes that make servicing a car much more difficult for the average garage tinkerer. Replacement parts seem to have skyrocketed in price, and if a car is newer, aftermarket parts may or may not be available for many years, or if at all. I won't go into all the gory details about why that is. Just know not all parts for all cars can be bought on the cheap at your local auto parts store. In addition, many auto repair shops must specialize in only certain manufacturers and certain engine types in order to avoid learning about the workings of many different cars. Different cars can require different skill sets, tools, and other diagnostic equipment, further limiting our choices as consumers and therefore driving up costs in the process. I have thought more than a few times that repairing a car that is out of warranty has become too expensive to not consider wrapping each and every car I now buy into some sort of warranty. But not just any warranty. I flatly refuse and recommend to never buy an aftermarket or extended warranty that is not from the original manufacturer of the automobile. I've heard too many tales of woe from people who have purchased these private aftermarket warranties. Their slick ads lead consumers into paying a ton of money for a generic warranty, only to find out there are many exceptions, caveats, and conditions, which basically work in favor of the warranty company and not you. When buying a new car, you obviously get a warranty, but the option to extend it might be considered at the time you purchase the car. No doubt these extended warranties are expensive, but they are cheaper at the time you buy the car. Waiting can only drive up the cost of these warranties due to inflation, and locking in the manufacturer at time of purchase might be worth considering. You might also be able to wrap the warranty into the payment, making it that less painful. If buying used, once again, I would stay away from any warranty product not offered by the original manufacturer of the car. I would also recommend you consider paying a little bit more for a certified used car from a manufacturer's dealer and not from some random car lot somewhere. I know a certified car from a manufacturer's dealer may run you a few dollars more, maybe even a few thousand dollars more, but one random repair can still run into the thousand. I remember some years ago, my Toyota Sienna van had the electric side door motor go out. That tiny little motor was like $4,000, if my memory serves me right. In conclusion, we may be at the point where the car manufacturers have us in a big gotcha moment where repairing a car is so expensive, the cars just become big throwaway items that end up on one of those random used car lots somewhere. Then some unfortunate buyer will probably get stuck with the humongous repair bill that you avoided by dumping the car on the cheap once the warranty expired. It starts to make little sense buying a new car without a warranty if something major goes wrong, or maybe even something minor. The cost of repairing it could more than offset the cost of buying an older car without a warranty just to save some money. If you are buying a substantially older car with fewer bells and whistles and fewer computers that your local repair shop perhaps can work on, okay, so be it. But if you are looking at something more recent, it might be wiser to get a car protected by the original manufacturer, no matter how that is accomplished and what it may cost. The car companies have gotten smart. They have made repairing used cars so expensive, you have to buy a new one. And isn't that grand for them? I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast is my opinion only. It's not a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor the opinion of any bank, or registered investment advisor, nor this radio station, its staff members, or underwriter. I hold a BA in economics, 1979, with honors, and our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberry.
Yeah, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely like he's cruising for bruising.